was. She was just a famous. Well, let me tell you about her.
quick, before she kills herself.
Native of London, began as an actress appearing in minor roles. Uncredited part in The Knack and How to Get It. Good film.
Good film.
Michelangelo Antonioni's Blow Up in 66, Kaleidoscope, the French thriller La Piscine, which I think is the beach or the pool. It's probably the beach. Agatha's Christie's adaptations of Death on the Nile, 78.
Oh, 78. That's right. I got to watch. I just saw Death on the Nile, 22.
Uh-huh. Look, pills.
Pills. That'll do it. In case the gas doesn't work. Oh, that's not cool. She's pregnant in London in 68, and her maiden name is... That's Lane. My mom? Yeah.
Not Laid. She was Eugene Lane. She auditioned in France for the lead female role in the film Slogan in 69. Though she didn't speak French, she won the role, co-starring alongside Serge Gainsbourg.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's who became the boyfriend. She performed with him on the film's theme song, La Chanson de Slogan, the first of many collaborations.
All very famous stuff.
The duo released their debut album, Jane Birkin, Serge Gainsbourg, in 69. She appeared in the controversial film Je t'aime moi non plus in 76 under Gainsbourg's direction. She kind of got canceled for a little while because of that.
Oh.
So anyway, she got known for being his girlfriend. There's other stuff here.
Is he going to pump her stomach?
No, he's going to just, like, call the cops, essentially.
What a guy.
And he sure is taking his time getting there and finding her.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it takes a couple minutes to get up there.
Uh-huh.
This is like Danny Jesse's room. This is like Neck of the Woods. Like you get up on the stage. Ma'am, check out. It's at 10 a.m.
I don't think he... Checkout time is a... Yeah, you might be right. I don't think he gets yet that she's... Oh, now she'll...
He's going to kiss her, but he'll see the bottle.
I guess right? So, because he really takes his time. And then when he goes to get help, he doesn't just walk out the front door of their apartment. He gets up on the roof again. I mean, she's dying.
Right. Really sad. Oh, really depressing comedy.
Turn up the music because he's doing a soliloquy.
Oh no. It's like a silent movie. What's this?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to hear the sitar music. All right, you could turn it down.
It's silent movie music. By now, you should have somehow realized what you were not to do. I don't believe that anybody eat the fleas off you.
Okay, look, it's locked. So I'm wrong. He was going to go out the front door. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody... So he's Supermanning it back to his hole. He's fixing a hole. The rain gets it. And he will.
Oh, yeah.
He'll go out into the hall. Look at that.
He'll go out into the hall. Well,
turn up the sound. Turn up the sound.
Help!
This is him calling for help.
The now, boyfriend, look,
no, it's not. It's mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, which doesn't really make sense for taking pills, but that's what we're seeing.
And that's not really the message. Well, maybe.
Right, you shouldn't use your tongue when you mouth-to-mouth resuscitate.
Yeah, you should put your phone down.
See the cop?
The cop, right? Yeah, that's the Bobby hat. Oh, he's looking at it.
You know, yeah, maybe, he's not even over there.
Oh, no. Carl, why are they taking the nice lady in the stretcher with the...
They're taking her to the hospital. She's fine.
Oh.
She isn't fine yet. He's worried.
I love how he's not worried that the cops might realize he's been peeping. Scientist. Oh, hey. That's oh, look, right. He's like Albert Einstein. He's stuck
right. It's so obvious, right? And see, it said Harrison.
Yeah.
Oh!
Here good he day.
But turn it up, turn it up. He gets a...
Oh.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, my microscope just where I left it.
Are you tired of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499. John Wessick here. I have a new poetry collection on Amazon. Here's the title poem, The Shaman in the Library. Naked except for a loincloth, ritual scars and streaks of red clay, he attends the staff meeting. Bowl haircut, back straight, face impassive. Why is he here? No one knows. Since the library opened, he's pushed the loaded book cart and replaced Suzanne Summers and Gwyneth Paltrow in the diet and exercise section. Trembling patrons pay late fees promptly when he stands by the circulation desk. A few parents complain their teenagers shadow him, chasing rumors of hallucinogenic ayahuasca vines hidden in the botany section. And after the singed carpet incident, management forbade cooking fires. No more fresh rabbit meat, only packets of microwaved cassava. He pricks his fingertip at shift's end and fills out his timesheet with human blood. It's a good life. His employer provides health insurance and a retirement plan. But when the wild parrots come to strip fruit from nearby trees, he remembers the land of his birth, his vision quest, fasting to the point of death, and how his spirit animal came to him. He remembers inhabiting the jaguar's body, its savage strength, and the power he gained, power to take life and heal. Free from culture and convention, he hunted at night, the heart-pounding chase, the taste of wild boar's blood.
I was really just cool. Leaving the theater.
Cadillac, convertible 1969 gold Cadillac with the white interior. I drove it up here.
And I started to do some thinking.
Around in it on the freeway, and I'm having a really, really good time.
Flat black glass.
Smoking big spliffs and cruising
Saturday
in Cadillac
noon to
2. On the freeway. Good feeling.
I am a total
Hello, Blake.
Henry. Yeah. Charlie here. Yeah. I have a report here, Henry, from your chief nurse, Major O'Houlihan. She makes some accusations, Henry. I find pretty hard to believe.
The dude minds, man.
Black Bloc, a novel about protest from Sanjiro, a sample. The walk from Union Square to the bar is a long way for a drink, so you want a few stopovers. You get warmed up at Lefty O'Doul's, an old-time tavern with memorabilia and a menu from another century. Then a Market Street dive to rub elbows with the hoi polloi. Next is a Folsom Leather Bar. The dark goth soundtrack is a refreshing change from the usual jukebox anthems, but you must avert your eyes lest you observe gentlefolk in flagrante. That means fucking. Tonight, none of these places are open unless looters have broken in. The city is shut down because of the riots. Thank you. Find me at sanjurowriter.com, and Black Bloc is on Amazon.
Got the mutiny radio, got the mutiny radio, got the mutiny radio, my friend. Got mutiny radio, got mutiny radio, got mutiny radio, my friend.
Of subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control, graphic design, physical merchandise, live music promotions. Go! www.subliminalsf.com for the most amazing t-shirts you've ever seen, graphic design for every need, and live music promotion at some of the best bars in San Francisco. That's Subliminal SF, visual and auditory mind control. Go to subliminalsf.com now.
Safe sex is more than just avoiding STIs and pregnancy, no matter what you're into. Make sure that you and those around you feel safe, comfortable, and are having a good time. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
October 9th through 16th, 2022. The 7th Annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival is coming to you, San Francisco and beyond. So many venues this year. Atlas Cafe, Madame Racecar, The Bar on Dolores, El Rio, Baby Blues Barbecue, OMG, and the Alameda Comedy Club, as well as Emperor Norton's Boozeland and Mutiny Radio. 28 shows all week. Get your tickets at Eventbrite and for free on Sunday the 16th. It's a block party, part of the Phoenix Day Block Party CU, or Livable City, who brought you Sunday Streets. We're going to have a block party. We're going to have a bacon food truck, art vendors, 40 comedians from all over the United States outside ready to make you laugh. Please come out to the 7th annual Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival at 8 different venues, October 9th through 16th, 2022. See you there.
The National Lawyers Guild is dedicated to the need for basic change in the structure of our political and economic systems. They seek to unite lawyers, law students, legal workers, and jailhouse lawyers of America to function as an effective political and social force in the service of the people, to the end that human rights shall be regarded as more sacred than mere property interests. For more information about your legal rights, how to obtain legal assistance, or to donate, please contact the National Lawyers Guild at nlgsg.org. That's nlgsg.org. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
LSD FAP, acid fapping, fapping and acid fapping, fapping and acid, fap, 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 acid. Thank you. That song is called Acid and Fapping.
My name is Breakfast, and I'm running for Chancellor of the United States of America. For too long, we have gone without a chancellor who is willing to take bold leaps of faith and logic to create new possibilities for our great, big, fat nation. As your chancellor, I will balance the budget on the head of a pin, give entertaining speeches, have scandalous affairs, write strongly worded letters to unpopular foreign leaders, look good on camera, end all hunger, crime, abuse, war, disease, disasters, sadness, depression, oppression, repression, suppression, transgression, obsession, expression, impression, regression, and digression by signing pieces of paper that express my disapproval of such things. And invest in an American flag pin to be worn prominently on my stylish jackets. It's time to work together to take the country back from us and return it to ourselves. It's time to turn this country around and drive it into opposing traffic. It's time to take a chance on the Chancellor.
Miles, every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastics books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastics deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is in but it is. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cow, honey. Yeah.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've given it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes.
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutiny.
But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the
comments. Everybody, my guest didn't show up, so I'm just going to replay last week's Some Call Me Tim. And thanks for listening. Oh, and These Bastards is in the second hour, and they're a really great band. And I saw them last week, and they're playing again on March 9th at the Parkside with War Bison. So check out These Bastards in the second hour, and enjoy some Call Me Tim. When it's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday, you know what time it is. It's time to talk about what people believe in, what makes them tick, why we're on this planet. Some call me Tim here on Mutiny Radio. I am joined today by comedian Sommier. Bearded dude, Kelly Evans. Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi. Also, great radio voice. Excited to have you here.
Why? Thank you.
Some call me Tim. The reason we call the show, we as in me as in the Queen. The reason I call the show Some Call Me Tim is from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and the enchanter, and they say, what is your name? What is your quest? What is your favorite color? And then the guy's like blowing things up, and then they say, Some call me Tim. So that's why the name of the show, because people seem to be in search for the meaning and the answer to life and all this kind of stuff. And I'm interested in why people stay alive and why, what they believe in their afterlife and how they were raised and are they moral and what is morality and blah, 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 and whatever you believe in. I mean, we had a guy in here who talked, Warhol Kaufman talked for about conspiracy theories for 60 minutes. He talked about why the moon landing is false, and I was like, all right, if that's what you believe in, buddy, I'm going with you. Let's go.
All right. That's, yeah.
Take the
alternative.
Train. Yeah. Someone last night tried to convince me of the flat earth theory, and I was I was like, girlfriend, I love you, but you got to get off that cocaine, okay?
I don't understand how that happens.
I mean, please.
People are looking for something to believe in so much, you know, or not believe in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when reality is this terrifying, I think some people just want to question it all, you know? And so that's where stuff like that comes up. Like, you look at the world around you and it's confusing. And so you're like, all right, well, I want simpler answers. And the simplest answer is I'm being lied to. It's a conspiracy.
The simplest answer is I'm being lied to.
A renunciation of complexity, which I think was why there's like an anti-science movement in this country, you know? It's just easier. It's like an easier solution to say that, it's flat earth and, you know, with almost like the reasoning behind it is very questionable and kind of simplistic versus facing the reality that science is complicated, that scientists don't really know everything, and that part of science is experimenting and finding out new things that are maybe somewhat frightening, like the atomic bomb, or things like that.
Well, things fall at 9.8 meters per second squared, and we call it gravity, but why? It's like, because we're tilted on this axis at this certain degree, and we're spinning this one direction as this going around this other thing, like that there's the concept of like orbital science and mass, and it's all very heady stuff, but people have figured it out, and I guess they figured it out. Maybe we're all just lying to each other. We're like, I think I figured it out,
Could all be a simulation.
How much? Oh, right. All right, Matrix. So usually, Kelly Evans, I ask people to look deep into the eyes of Sparkle Jesus, and I ask you first, do you believe in Jesus?
As a person, yes. As a divine person, no.
He was a guy who walked the earth.
Yeah. He's a guy that was there who had, maybe some strong philosophical ideas at a time when there were two very potent power structures between the Hebrew organized religion and the Roman military. And
interesting.
He was a pacifist. He brought out new ideas about that we should all get along. The poor man is king, are all really enticing if you have a boot on your neck. And so, you got to think like I heard a comedian recently talk about, it was Neil Brennan talking about how we killed him. And it's like his ideas weren't even that complex. It's like treat other people like you want to be treated. Like that seems like a really obvious idea. So, I mean, it's understandable that people would want to make him divine. I mean, and they went to great lengths to make him seem more magical than he really was.
I mean, the Romans at the time, they were really brutal. Crucifixion is a horrible way to die. Not just because it, and a lot of people are confused. They're like, well, they put the nails in Jesus' hands and feet and then they hung him on a cross. That wasn't the stuff that kills you in crucifixion. You suffocate because of the way that you're hanged. They even give you a little foothold so that you can sort of be alive for a little bit until you're not strong enough and you give up, and then you asphyxiate. Your lungs like collapse on itself, and that you take a breath and then you let it out and you can't take in another breath.
Yeah.
And so you
people died horrible deaths.
Horrible. For what reason? Because someone stole something?
Yeah.
Because, like, or, I mean, I think burning is also a pretty bad way to
drawn and quartered.
Whew.
Have you heard what that is?
Yeah, they put horses on one.
Oh, it's more than that. They do, like, they cut out your entrails. They keep you alive. They hang you. They cut you up. It's like everything you could possibly do to a person.
I thought it was when they tied a horse to each one of your extremities, and then the horses ran in different directions.
That's what I thought, too, but that's, like, a small part of it. It's much more, they, like, cut out your heart while you're still alive. Like, it's really... it's very intense.
I mean, but it wasn't even for, like, human sacrifice. We get all down on the Aztecs for making walls of, you know, human skulls and shit and and for doing human sacrifice. And yet they were at least killing people for a purpose. Like, it was to make the sun god.
Yeah.
Right. To them, to make the crops go and to make everybody live, you had to kill some people.
There's part of religion right there.
right. But that's, like, the basic. But then, but when we kill people in such a horrific fashion, like what we did to the witches or what we did to traitors, or, I mean, all that stuff, all of those torture devices that were used in the Catholic Church was using torture devices against not only witches, but Muslims during the Crusades. And they would, I mean, the Iron Maiden is like a thing with spikes in it that you put it, it's like a helmet with spikes in it that they put on your head. So you're like, or in your whole body, you get inside it and it's like,
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, so I was actually thinking about this outside, kind of talking about the horrible things that we do to one another for whatever reason. And, you know, a lot of people talk about religion like, religion's caused so many wars, or religion has caused so much order for society. And I was like, I think religion was just one way to do it. I mean, I it's not like if we didn't have religion, we wouldn't find some other reason to torture or kill each other. It would be over land or some whatever. You know, we found plenty of ways, you know, to do that. And it, you know, I would say overall in the last couple hundred years, like worldwide, violence has been reducing, poverty has been reducing. Still a long way to go, obviously, but like in a time when I think religion is on a decline kind of globally, you know what I mean, in some respects. Like, there's a scientific element that kind of dominates society more, at least Western
at least
society.
Western, sure. I can agree with the there aren't as many. Well, and also we're in San Francisco, so it's impossible to tell what's really like the pulse of people's moralistic standpoint.
Oh, I try to read world news, which is, once again, like, who knows what you're really getting.
Well, and when you have a moralistic standpoint, it's like, where are you coming from? And for me, I try to keep it deeply personal, but a lot of times it somehow gets extended into something somebody else is doing is evil. But is it really any of your business? Like, why are we calling out... it's the biblical thing of why take the plank out of your own eye before you remove the speck of your brother's eye. You know, you're like, I'm gonna get that. Hey, you got something over there on your face, and it's like you got this huge thing in your face.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I think that's a theme you see is, you know, those who live in glass houses shouldn't cast stones. But, you know, regarding judging others, kind of getting into a different territory, I'm a utilitarian by nature, so I think greatest good for the greatest amount of people, which unfortunately means some people lose out. That does happen, but, you know, more people win. I don't want to say use the term winning. I hate that term. More people are able to kind of thrive in life than with any other possible way that we know of.
So if you had that age-old question of... you've got one person on the tracks, and if you can flip the switch, either that one person dies or the entire train dies, you're killing the one person.
Yeah.
Even
well,
if it's someone you know. Let's say your mom's on the tracks, or there's a train full of people. There's 1,000 people on a train.
Yeah. Well, there's
and you can either kill your mom, or you can You could kill your mom and have the 1,000 people live, or you can have the train derail and keep your mom. What do you choose?
Yeah, well, there's two ways that that question is asked. It's like, the one is, you know, like, my mom's on the tracks, and if I do nothing, then she'll get run over. But if I move the switch, then the train full of people will go off a cliff or something. And the other way that they phrase that is, like, you can stop the train, theoretically, by pushing somebody in front of it. And then save all those people, but you would intentionally murder someone to do it. So that's the, it's, well, I hate the,
save your mom.
It's the fat man in the trolley is what it's called. It's sure. A moral dilemma. Anyway, theoretically, there's this gigantic man that would be able to stop this train. And anyway.
I'm a sizist, so I say kill that fat fucker.
I would, I mean, as far as, like, if my mom's on the tracks, you know, I love you, Mom, but I, you know, I got, it's a hard decision to make.
It's for the 1,000 people.
But 1,000 people is a lot of people that die just for one. I mean, I would make that sacrifice myself. You know, if I'm on the tracks, I would not expect anybody to save my life and dispel of, you know, another 1,000 individuals. I mean, even maybe, 5 more people.
Maybe,
you know?
That's the most moralistic answer to the story is push your mom out of the way and have yourself die. The self, the sacrifice. That's what Jesus would do.
There you go.
And then he'd turn the other cheek. He'd Amen. Resurrect and he'd do it again.
I don't have that ability,
no,
though.
No, I don't want to do any. Or maybe we do. I mean, who knows?
Only one way to find out, right?
Right. Like, the afterlife is, does it, I mean, That collectively we all sort of, and we don't all sort of want to believe in an afterlife. There's so many different religions that choose, you know, different scenarios for what happens after our earthly demise. And I don't fucking understand. I don't know what happens to, I mean, consciousness is weird because I sleep a lot. And
yeah.
I'm unconscious, and I'm drunk a lot.
Oh,
but my body's still awake and going when I'm drunk. I just don't, my brain's not creating memories. So where did I go?
Well,
I there?
Right. This is an interesting idea. I think about this a lot because I'm honest, I'm terrified of death at this point. I'm getting more comfortable with it as I get a little bit older. It's not so much being dead. It's like the transition that scares me, you know?
Right, right.
And then like, where is the line? Like if I get hit by a car and then I lose like a good portion of brain functioning, like, am I still me? Like what happens to me? Like what is that? You know? And then, so I would consider myself, a deist probably. I believe that there's some sort of creative force in the universe, but there's no possible way we could ever understand it, or if there is an intention. I mean, intention is something that we assign to will, which I just don't know if that's really applicable in this situation. Anyway.
So intelligent design. You believe in intelligent design. You think that there's something out there that is created the cogs that make the wheels turn.
I believe in evolution. I believe in science. I believe in the Big Bang. But I believe that there's some sort of force behind that, you know? But what that is, I have no idea.
A giant black hole.
Yeah, could be that. Yeah, could be that. I mean, the thing is, there is so much that we don't understand about the world around us, physical reality. Like, we have, like, a sliver of perception of what's really going on. And to think that, like, we could understand, like, the forces behind that are at work, it just makes no sense. Now, when people assign will to that, is like, that's what you want.
Sure.
Which, you know, people use that for different reasons. Some of them are productive, I guess.
Well, that makes me think about projecting your own will. That's like Satanism kind of stuff. Like, whatever you believe is real, and you, anything you create, you, like, selfishness is the ultimate goal. Because you ultimately have to serve yourself, and rather than the group of the whole. Do you find yourself in your life thinking about service and thinking about helping other people, or do you feel more like you're taking care of yourself and that's it, that's all you need?
I think it varies on the day, you know. I want to try to help others in whatever way I can and the moments that I have an opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, taking care of yourself is a struggle. You know, I don't have, like, a really great safety net, you know. Like, I don't have a rich family or anyone I can kind of go back home. Like, and I'm not going back to Texas, so I refuse to do that. You know, not going back. So,
You'd need a costume. You'd need a MAGA hat.
I'm going undercover.
Yeah, you'd have to shave your beard or make it bigger, and you'd have to get a MAGA hat. And Zach Wiseman is in the house.
Hey, welcome,
he looks
Zach.
Like he has something to say.
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
He's
good
just
going to
come
gonna
sit
hang
down.
Out.
Good to see you. Hey.
Hello.
So are you in a relationship with any people?
I am, actually.
You are. So you do think about other people on a basis.
No. And that's what I'm saying.
Relationships you're in.
You know, I guess what I'm trying to differentiate between is, like, the small things I can do. Like, I periodically have conversations with, you know, a group of people that I'm friends with, and, like, if somebody's down or there's some sort of conflict, I want to try to help out to resolve that and, like, get everybody to get along and, you know, so we can all be the great people that we are.
Enjoy the weird sounds of our background CD.
Before the one closed, I think that was...
Shakedown. It's I never know.
Okay.
We don't make money.
Metal, do you have a lot of CD? I am joined right
on tour. we have a word. It's
right.
Just
really, this guy hits like all the big.
Toledo, that's a one-man band right there. Octopulpa.
One of my favorite bands of the past few years that I've discovered.
And completely entertaining. I mean, you will be mesmerized seeing him.
We played with him on a Wednesday, I think, and then realized he was playing the next night, a Thursday night at the Knockout. And I had already had plans that night, but I like moved heaven and earth to make sure I could see him again, because it was just so awesome the first night.
Yeah. You guys love music. That's great.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? What else are you going to do with your life? This is Vivisick. Tell us a little bit about this. Set the Apathetic on Fire.
They're a band out of Japan. They rock. They just broke up last year, I believe, unfortunately, after many years, probably like 20 years.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
Again, another band met on tour. They're fantastic. Their live show is incredible. They played here last year at Metro. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Two years ago.
At the Metro.
For like the release of their last record, I think.
That was on Tank Crimes.
Yeah.
A local label.
I don't think I've ever seen a band from Japan that wasn't great. Like, they just know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Japan. We're going to start here with Alarm Chain Handle on Opposite Wall.
All right.
Because I love the name of that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Again, this is Vivisick. We'll play a couple songs because I got to go potty. And then we'll be right back here with these bastards on Mutiny Radio. Thank you guys for listening. And go see them tomorrow night, Thursday, February 21st, at the Elbow Room, Jack London Square. It's only a $10 show. Come on, you guys. Like, what are you doing with your lives? It's a Thursday. Go out. Like, I'm stoked. I'm not booked tomorrow night. So I'm like, I'm going out. Fucking Oakland, and I'm trying to keep my boyfriend safe because I'm so concerned. Oops, CD1.
that you enjoyed.
A man how to be a father, to never tell a woman he can't bother. You can't say you don't know what a
But one day, all the strip, all the fellas gonna work it out.
Get down, late 911, where the
slave, Holmes. Cold chilling in effect.
Public Enemy. In their music, kind of rebel rousing. They talk about, well, things like, you know, the white media has been very upset about some of the things you say in your songs. We're going to get some cause people who are very upset by the things you're saying. It's on the air. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I've seen these guys. I saw them warm up for the Beastie Boys last year.
How were they?
How were they? I thought it was one of the most appalling things I have ever seen. There were two gentlemen in cages on either side of the stage with fake Uzis. There were, Jesus, it was unbelievable. And when I see somebody who's wearing one of their shirts, I think that they're scum too.
Hello? Yes, do you need it?
Hello?
Yes, do you need it?
Yeah, why do you even pay homage to these people by putting these monkeys on?
Hello? Hello?
Doesn't have the guts to tell him that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hello?
Yes, do you need it? Yes, do you need it?
Terminator X.
Thank you. Terminator X is one of the members of the group. It's on the air. It's on the air. On the air.
Go back to Africa?
Okay, we're going to, believe me, when we go to these phones, people are going to tell you to do just that, Chuck. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, Alan, I think that right liberals like yourself have difficulty understanding that Chuck's views represent the frustrations of the majority of black youth out there today.
I do understand that.
Yeah, but before he came on, you were branding...
Well, if you had read the stuff I'd read about him and the way he's been portrayed in the American press...
This is a journey. Journey
into sound.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming?
Redeem a full of college.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. The drama get wicked. The crew to you to push the back, the black attack. So I sack and jab and slap the Mac. Now I'm ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Laser Anastasia Major. Ways to blaze your brain and train ya. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, give me now. I don't know about later. As for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I'm padded up to here. Yeah, I wear, got them going in fear. Rhetoric sad and red, just a better go. And not quick to go sign the hard rammer. Work to keep from getting jerked, changing some ways. The way back in the better days. Raw, metaphysically bold, never follow the code. Still drop the load. Never question what I am, God knows. Cause it's coming from the heart. What I got, better get some. Get on up, hustler of culture. Snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhymes keep fitting, respect's been given, how's your living? Now I can't protect a paid off defect. Check the record and reckon, inintentional wreck. Played off as some intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they're falling off. Known as fair and square throughout my years. So I growl at the living foul. Black to the bone, my home is your home. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Off an era for the liver in pain. My 98 was 87 on a record, yo. So now I go Bronco. Crucifixion ain't no fiction. So-called chosen, frozen. Apology made to whoever pleases. Still he got me like Jesus. I'd rather sing, bring, think, reminisce. Bow to brother while I'm in sync. Every brother ain't a brother. Cause a color just as well could be undercover. Backstab, grab the flag from the back of the lab. Told the rap, get off the rag. Sad to say I got sold down the river. Still some quibble when I deliver. Never to say I never knew or had a clue. Word was heard plus hard on the boulevard. Lies, scandalizing, facing. Treats of hate.
Terror Dome.
Come on down. Come on down.
Yo, B.E. 1990 and all that.
Pointing the race against time, the pit in the pendulum. Check the rhythm and rhymes while I'm bending them. Snakes blowing up the lines of design. Run upon the science of sending them. How to fight the power, cannot run and hide. Bullets shouldn't be suicide. In the game, a fool without the rules. Got a hell of a nerve to just criticize. Every brother ain't a brother, cause a black hand squeezed a Malcolm X man. The shooting of Huey Newton from the hand of a nigga pulled the trigger.
Come on down. Come on down.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming in?
This week to speak and blame somebody else. Will you destroy yourself first? Nothing worse than the mother's pain of a son slain in Bensonhurst. Can't wait for the state to side the fate. So this jam I dedicate places with the racist faces. Example one of many places. Weak in speech, I speak from a lesson learned in Virginia. I don't smile in a line of fire, go wild and but it's on bass and drums, even violence. What you do, get your head ready. Instead of getting physically sweaty, when I get mad, I put it down on a pad. Give you something that you never had. Controlling, fear of high rolling. God bless your soul and keep living. Never allowed, kicking it loud. Dropping a bomb, brain game, intellectual Vietnam. Move as a team, never move alone. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Yo, look at you now. You ain't want to listen to me. Now look at you. Wow.
Boing.
Every black person who says that their leader needs to begin raising questions about Asia and get an answer to the question, how could it be in a book published in 1969 under chemical and biological warfare?
Man to man, I don't know if they can, but what I know, the parts don't fit.
Aw, shit.
Now he's sharing a needle with a drug addict.
He don't believe he has it either.
But now he does, he doesn't know, cause he goes straight to a hole. Tell you what, who was next on the butt while thinking on the joint running wild.
Yo, stop!
But the bag popped.
Damn. Hey, yo, Terminator, man. Yo, meet the G that killed me.
Got a story to tell you all about a neighborhood I know. A situation you might find interesting. Listen up. She wants a lover right now, but not no brother. A man gotta have a lot of money to get under her cover. Now she's a fine sister, but up here she's missing it. She said she wanna learn a lot about life, not all black bullshit. And at the age of 15, a brother gave her a baby. She's 19 now and it drove her crazy. That's why every time she turns around, all the people in the neighborhood look and get mad and say, probably wanna.
Baby, brother like me can't kick it to a sister like you.
Hold up, no, a brother like you cannot kick it to me.
Why, you flying all that now? Let me tell you something.
Nothing a brother like you can do is hate my
friend. Let me tell you something. This is a black thing here. You gonna understand it's a black thing.
Yeah,
yo, y'all got a life, baby. Let me tell you something. I'm
large, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Brother on that.
Yeah, right.